Amy Williams has many fond memories of inviting family members into her room and proudly showcasing her paintings in gallery-like displays. She didn't know it at the time, but that little girl would end up keeping the passion for art alive all these years later and be granted the opportunity to share her work in the Big Apple. The mother of four is still pinching herself. "It's come full circle," she told Sue today. A full-time artist in the Sue, Williams was selected to present her 18-piece exhibit entitled The Seasons of Superior at the Clio Art Fair in New York City next month. Celebrating New York Art Week, the fair will bring together 50 independent artists from across the globe who don't have exclusive gallery representation in the big city. "It's an opportunity for me to exhibit somewhere I might not have ever had the opportunity," Williams said. Her series features a wide selection of acrylic paintings depicting familiar areas in Algoma and Lake Superior at all times of the year, including Agawa Bay and Sinclair Cove. "They're not your typical landscape paintings," Williams said. "I've dubbed it as contemporary abstract landscapes. The style was born out of the idea of stained glass, and it's evolved since I first started painting in this style. I'm really looking forward to representing our community there," she added. Williams rediscovered her love for the craft during the pandemic when she began painting portraits of buildings downtown. She shared her work on a Support Local Facebook group, and before she knew it, a childhood dream had surfaced. "Right away, people were asking if I could paint pictures of their houses," she said. "Within a week, I had about 30 commissions to paint people's houses, so I had a job." In 2021, Williams kept the momentum going with a charitable painted shoe memorial for the Shingwak Residential Schools Center in Algoma University. That effort raised around $7,000. A short time later, the former teacher had the chance to showcase her painting of an Agawa Canyon tour train scene on 35,000 printed Sioux tourism packages. Her work has also been on display at the Canadian Bushplain Heritage Center and the Ermutinger Clerjou National Historic Site. "It just kept snowballing," she said. When the opportunity to travel to New York came up this year, Williams felt she was ready to design and paint an entirely new series based on the natural beauties that people in Algoma have come to appreciate. That's when The Seasons of Superior was born. "I don't wait for motivation," she said. "I know if I don't put the work in and make this happen, that I'm going to fail. The alternative is having to go work for somebody else. I'm my own boss and I'm hard on myself. I'm always thinking of the next move. My mind is incredibly focused." Two close friends will join Williams when she heads to New York City for the Clio Art Fair, which runs from May 2 to 5 in Manhattan. "I never could have imagined I'd be going to New York," she said. "You're told this is something that's not attainable or real, to be a professional artist. That's the thought process I sort of always had. I'm super excited." To view more of Williams's work, readers can visit her Facebook and Instagram pages, as well as her website.